Welcome to another bonus episode of the KBB Review Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Davis, and at the KBB show last week, I caught up with Richard Sloan, the CEO of Sunless Bathrooms. It was their first time exhibiting at the show, and of course, they were also our podcast partner for the 2024 KBB Review Retail and Design Awards. So that's two great reasons to talk to Richard about the health of the market, the relationship between suppliers and retailers, and how they're doing exhibiting for the first time. If you want more info on Sunless Bathrooms, you can find out everything you need to know at sunlessbathrooms.co.uk, and that link is in the episode description, as well as a link where you can find all the special 2024 awards episodes. So let's hand over now to me with Richard Sloan at KBB Birmingham. Richard, this is your first appearance for Sunless Bathrooms at the KBB show. How are you finding it?
So far, really good, I have to say. We've been coming to the show as visitors for many, many years. But since we launched our brand into the UK in January of 23, timing of the event couldn't have been more perfect. So we've had a full year now to kind of bed ourselves in, start building a network of customers. But the timing of the event has been really good for us because it's been given us the opportunity and the platform to really take the brand now to a wider audience. And we've put a big investment in, really showing a commitment to the UK market, which is really important for us. This is a long-term plan for Sunless, and it's going to take time, and we're very patient and sensible, and we're willing to build it up in the appropriate timeframes. But yeah, so far today has been really, really great. We've had fantastic engagement, loads of people on the stand. Yeah, for a first day at a first event, I'm going home a happy man.
Yeah, and I think you've done all the right things by you've made lots of noise about the company for the last year, and therefore people are going to anticipate and want to see what you're doing. Or even if they haven't interacted with you before, they know this is the place to do it because they've heard of you. That's a big part of telling the story.
Yeah, it has been, but I suppose for us, you know, having the product on the show, I mean, it's at the end of the day, we're a product-led business. This is an opportunity for people to touch, feel, and compare and engage with the product. So while some customers or potential customers or even existing customers who haven't maybe fully activated their relationship with Sunless, they've come to the exhibition today and they've been really impressed with the quality. And that's really what it's all about, because, you know, long term, for the business and the brand to grow and to be sustainable, retailers, they're trusted partners of ours. They have to be happy with the product. Their installer customers, their end customers, they need to be happy with the product.
I mean, you're saying that's the main thing, but Richard, I think we all know what the real main thing is over these next few days, and that is the KBB Review Retail and Design Awards 2024, which is obviously tomorrow night. You've been a big partner with us. You've been our podcast partner for the last couple of years. You know, how important is it for you to get involved with these kind of events that are all about celebrating retailers?
It's very important because at the end of the day, it's a tight-knit industry when all is said and done. And these events and the awards and recognition for people's achievements and their efforts, it's a great thing to be part of. So yeah, attending the awards is very important, and we have a table tomorrow night of 10 of our colleagues. But being part of the whole process, you know, being a sponsor of the podcast award, I'm a regular listener to the podcast, and I find it quite informative to listen to my colleagues, competitors, whatever way you want to describe them. But they've all got a different view, or sometimes you might listen to somebody and it might reinforce some of how you feel about the world yourself, but it'd be quite helpful. So having this platform in KBB Review is absolutely essential because we need to get the message out there to people. And you guys are a great conduit to do that for us.
Oh, I couldn't have said it better myself, Richard. What a legend. Right, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, the main topic of conversation actually around the hall today has literally just been about how the market is performing right now. There's a lot of uncertainty going on. Some people seem to be doing very well, some people aren't. How are you really?
Truthfully, I can only really go on anecdotal evidence at this stage. And the reason I say that is if I go back to, say, our home market in Ireland, we would be considered a bellwether for the industry based on how deep our relationships are. If we see the market going in a particular direction, we'd have a really good feel for it. I'm hearing a lot from the competitive landscape in the UK and customers that it has been quite challenging. But because we're coming from such a new beginning, I mean, we're really only on a growth path, and that's obviously building. It's building quite nicely. Very happy with the progress we're making. So a lot of my kind of understanding of how the market conditions are probably truthfully based on other people's intel because I don't have an established enough business in the UK compared to.
No matter how structured you are, no matter how disciplined you are, there's still a certain amount of gut feeling about business, isn't there, all the time? There's still a certain amount of... Yeah, that's why people use the word confidence so much, isn't it? Because there's still an emotive reaction or gut feeling about how you think things are going. So yeah, those anecdotal bits are really important, I think.
My sense of it is there's there's no real easy business out there. The market has tightened up. There's been lots of headwinds. There's been a massive post-COVID correction. Inflation has bitten. You know, interest rates have gone up, although there's, you know, talk that they're going to start maybe stabilising and coming down. But I think the consumer has, there's been less consumers in market. I think those that are in market are spending and spending well. And I think people's expectations of bathrooms now is far more advanced than it was a number of years ago. But they expect more from the people that they engage with. And I suppose my message to retailers is you've got to work harder to win the hearts and minds of the end customer. I mean, we do some research ourselves back in Ireland, and I would expect a lot of the feedback would be probably similar. When in-market consumers are looking for a bathroom, the kind of the three key criteria is the quality of the display. Okay, that's the first thing. People are going to invest £10,000 to £15,000 in a bathroom. They want to touch and feel and ensure that the quality of the product is right. It meets all their expectations, followed very closely by the quality of the person that they meet and deal with. And if you're not dynamic and interested in adding value to the conversation, then you're going to struggle. And then obviously the quality of the literature and all the supporting resources. So I suppose the supplier retailer relationship is so important, and we try and inform our retail partners with these type of insights, so when we go and talk about a new display, it's not just to try and kick a competitor out, it's actually to try and enhance the retail proposition, so that when the end customer does make their way into the showroom, we've got a better chance of conversion.
So obviously here in the UK we've got a general election coming up, and if you were running for Prime Minister, what would you put in your manifesto to help your business and to help your customers' business?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, increasing consumer spend, they're, you know, improving their capacity to spend, would it be helpful? So, you know, could they have a look at VAT rates on building materials, you know, for people to incentivise home refurbishment? Is there any, you know, additional supports that they can offer for people to retrofit their homes, to make their homes more efficient? Could you give additional incentives around sustainable products and that consume less water, consume less energy, which ultimately all feeds into, you know, lower utility bills? I think there probably just needs to be a greater focus centrally from government on home improvements, encourage people to maintain their homes, but give them some incentive and some support to enable to be able to afford
it. It's really interesting, isn't it? Because there's an awful lot of political discussion about house building, but there's no discussion about house retrofitting, improving the existing housing stock.
What about the stock that's out there already, and how much of that could be improved and brought back to life and enhanced and extended or refurbished? So, I mean, that market probably overall is far more resilient in the long term because there's such a big stock of housing, and people who take the decision to renovate will generally look to try and put a good quality product in. But we could certainly get some support from government around VAT and stuff like that will probably help.
We've been talking to people about the communication between retailers and suppliers, and I wonder what your point of view is on it. The balance between having reps on the road, the area sales guys out there doing the face-to-face stuff, versus the much more cost-effective digital communication that obviously now technology allows you to do. It's a balance, isn't it? But where do you see it?
Yeah, I think it is a balance, but I suppose retailers need access to information, timely information, and if it's available, be it on a digital platform or by contacting a sales office directly, it's often the most efficient way to do it. And we would put a lot of investment into back office resources to support the field sales team. I certainly feel, though, the one recurring message I'm hearing from customers that I've met, at least today at the show, and when I'm in market, it's about support and having a sales representative in the business who they feel is there to represent their needs and be that kind of facilitator between the business objectives and the customer's needs, and really putting the customer first and having that personal close-up relationship. It goes an awful long way, because sometimes decisions could be made coldly about a customer if you don't have that personal relationship, whereas when you understand the customer's business, and I think the best salespeople add value by helping and supporting and advising, but also representing the customer's needs. And I think any brand worth its salt needs to have good people in market, observing, listening, guiding, advising, and taking a true partnership approach, because ultimately we're in this together, okay? You know, we can't do this in a vacuum, and I don't think the retailer can exist without the support of the supplier or the manufacturer or the distributor, whoever that might be.
Well, I always describe it as a symbiotic relationship. Yeah, you can't have one without the other, even when you fall out. Yeah, you can't exist without each other, can you? I think there is an issue, though, with just the amount of communication that retailers get. They have, I don't know, dozens of suppliers, and every one of them is sending newsletters, updates, emails, and it's very easy to sort of lose vital information in that fog of information that's coming your way. And it might be a price increase, it might be a stock supply issue, it might be anything. And it's managing that important information, but understanding that it's not the only information, you are not their only supplier.
Yeah, I get that, yeah. And it's a crowded space, and yeah, there's a lot of noise, and retailers are busy people. So we need to be careful with the volume of communication that we send. Some of it's nice to know, and some of it's crucial that you know. And I suppose the really important information, we do our best to make sure that it gets through to the right person. But again, that's where the support of the in-market sales representative is there, just to make sure that the message hasn't been lost. And if it has been missed and it hasn't got through to the right person, that they can help ensure that any resolution that's required can be put in place.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for spending us a little bit of time. You've been so busy while you're here. I'm sure you'll be busy for the rest of the show too. More importantly, I'll see you tomorrow night for the awards.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.